One of the biggest stories going into the Winter Olympics in Sochi has been Russia's treatment of LGBT citizens. Russia's parliament voted unanimously in June to ban propaganda supporting non-traditional sexual relationships. It's been broadly enforced to limit public discussion of LGBT issues. One of the first gay Russians to flee the country and be granted asylum in the U.S. since the law passed has begun a new life in Philadelphia. WHYY's Emma Jacobs reports.
The trip took him from Russia to Cuba and on to Mexico, where he found his own way to the spot he'd identified using Google Maps to cross the Rio Grande. He walked into the United States at around 2 in the afternoon. Spotting a mounted camera, he walked towards it and found a patrol car.
I
went over there and I asked them, is this the United States? They said yes, so at that point I said, I'm here to seek political asylum.
The asylum seeker, who speaks through an interpreter, also asked that his real name not be used in this story. He doesn't speak English. He still lives in the Russian community in Philadelphia and doesn't feel safe being publicly out. His lawyers refer to him as SR. In Russia, SR experienced random harassment and attacks in public, something Human Rights Watch thinks escalated last year. Joe Catuzzi, a law student at Villanova University, who eventually took over SR's case, explains Russia didn't even decriminalize homosexuality until 1993.
It was previously a crime to just be a homosexual. But then starting around 2005, you had different regions in Russia starting to pass these anti-gay propaganda laws. And then that basically came up to the national level where it was signed into law by a margin of 236-0.
As SR puts it, the June propaganda statute made law out of what was already the culture. The Pew Research Center found 73% of Russians believe homosexuality is morally unacceptable. SR became scared of going to prison.
After a while, a person can only be patient and withstand something so much until eventually you just decide, I need to leave and find a new life.
While Russian police have beat up participants in gay pride parades, SR was impressed by videos of the New York City parade.
People were dressed up, and they weren't promoting any propaganda. They were just celebrating who they were and the fact that they were happy to be here.
He says he resorted to entering the U.S. illegally after he was denied a tourist visa. And so he spent his first 5 months in the United States in detention facilities. From Texas, he was sent to York, Pennsylvania, home to one of the biggest immigration detention centers on the East Coast. There are 750 to 850 migrant detainees in the middle of rural central Pennsylvania. The law library for inmates is all in English, and there were no Russian interpreters. Since he speaks no English himself, he struggled to prepare the paperwork for his asylum application.
Honestly, my biggest fear was that I would get deported. That's what was always on my mind when I went to sleep and when I woke up.
When a pair of law students from Villanova University, recruited by a nonprofit, first met SR, he had a black eye. He'd been beaten up by another detainee they learned had been calling him gay slurs in Spanish. The students helped him prepare 700 pages of supporting materials for his case. He was released the same day in November that a judge granted him asylum, wearing the shorts and sandals he was wearing when he crossed the border. He left with Catuzzi and the other law students.
We went in the car, turned up the heat because it was pretty cold that day. And then as we were driving, the first stop we saw was a Walmart, and we thought, let's go in and do what we can and get some stuff together.
Today, SR has 1 month of English classes under his belt. He's looking for a job and getting his footing in his new neighborhood.
Being around Russians, I still feel a little sensitive about my past. Just walking into a Russian grocery store, you feel a little hesitant to talk to them. As opposed to walking into an American grocery store, you feel completely fine.
And spending his first months in jail has not dampened his enthusiasm to be in the United States.
Recently, I decided to explore the city a little bit. So I got on the subway and I went to the main city, and I kind of got lost a little bit in some areas I wasn't familiar with. I didn't plan on being there, but in general, being free was just great.
He may have more company in the U.S. soon. Asylum applications from Russia were up 16% last year. Organizations that work with immigrants say, anecdotally, a growing number say they're fleeing the anti-gay environment. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.